this paper here is how you give a presentation. So you can pass it around when you give individual presentations later, but you just plug it into the magnet computer like that. And then you hit function F8. It says CRT LCD.
Okay.
So function F8, and it takes a little bit. You'll see the screen will flicker like that, and then you'll wait about a minute. There you go.
Ooh. How do we start? Does anybody know? So that's this. Oh, okay. Right. Okay, just hang on a second, everybody. I haven't actually looked at this yet. But, I haven't looked at it, but let's just start it off, and we'll see what happens. If you're all ready. Okay, here's the agenda. Opening, acquaintance, tool training, project plan, discussion. And then closing. Project aim is a new remote control. It's original, trendy, and it's user friendly. Project method, functional design, individual work, and then a meeting. Conceptual design, individual work, and a meeting. Detailed design, individual work, and a meeting. Tool training. Try out the whiteboard. Every participant should draw their favorite animal and sum up their favorite characteristics of that animal.
Okay.
Miss Industrial Designer, would you like to go first?
So are we supposed to bring the things for
me? Yeah, why don't you just, I think just click on it. Click, do you have a belt?
Clip me back to you.
Or put them in your pocket.
Yeah. So my favorite animal.
Yeah, what's your favorite animal?
Ah.
Is it rude?
An elephant.
That's a very good elephant. Okay, and you want to write up on there, it says you've got to sum up your favourite characteristics of that animal.
Okay, it's big. It's got a great memory.
Is it?
It's supposed to have a great memory. You said an elephant never forgets.
Mm.
And I don't know why, but it looks like nice to me.
Okay, wonderful, well done. Do you want to use the white the wiper and wipe it off. And Mr. Aesthetics Designer, do you want to go next? No.
A combination of a lion and tiger.
Ah!
Have you not seen Napoleon Dynamite?
No.
That's a hilarious movie, you have to see it. And its best characteristic is it's pretty much the awesomest animal. But you have to see the movie to fully appreciate it.
Okay, well done. Yeah. Miss Marketing. Yeah, I think you can just draw the face, but then you'll have to describe in writing how the rest of it looks. That's a very pretty cat.
It also has what? A big back body and
long tail. Okay, so do you want to write some words about it? Wow, they're kind of spiritual.
That's why I like cats.
Well done. Okay. I don't actually have a favourite animal, but for this meeting, I'll draw a little. I honestly can't draw for toffee.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, no. This is.
Afraid
of
that?
No. That's exactly what it is. Not a very good one.
That's pretty good.
Okay, well, you got it. It's just. Girl, and I like them because they're cute and stupid. Right. Okay. So I guess that was the test to see if this equipment was all working. Move on to the next page. Okay, project finance. Selling price €25. Profit aim €50 million.
Internationally.
Yeah. Production costs. It's got to be. Can't cost any more than 12.50 to make. I'm gonna sales experience with remote control. So I talked about who's used what, any ideas, stuff like that. Next meeting starts in 30 minutes at 11:45.
So I think before we close, we're expected, I mean the last slide wanted us to maybe discuss longer what our ideas were. I mean if you want to go back to the last slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're, I mean before we close the meeting we're supposed to come up with some ideas for.
Oh, so we're actually supposed to be doing this discussion like right now, are we?
Yeah.
Or? Oh, okay. I thought this was just giving us instructions for the to do next.
Yeah, I think this is just the preliminary, get some rough ideas for what our experiences with remote controls have been and what we would, roughly what we would incorporate into a new one maybe.
Okay. All right, who's got experiences with remote controls then? Pretty much everybody.
Is this a TV one we're supposed to make?
Yeah, it's TV remote control.
Okay.
Okay.
A new remote control for TV. What would I like?
What? Do you want it big? Do you want it small? Are we going for like telephones are going, little teeny tiny things, or are we going for something that's big and...
It seems like, there's sort of a tension between two ideas. I mean, you want one remote that maybe can work all the functions of TV, and if you have whatever associated with the TV, the DVD player.
Video and hi-fi and stuff.
At the same time, you don't want a really busy remote with 1,000 buttons on it or something.
Maybe, yeah, now that's the other thing, is it's got to be cheap.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I was thinking something that's got different, like maybe an LCD display on it that's got different pages for different devices.
Mm.
But that would probably be quite expensive.
But how do we know how much? How much do we have for
hello system?
It can't be more than 12.
Per unit, yeah.
So do we have to be realistic within the budget?
Well, at the moment, we could. I mean, because what we're doing at the moment is just saying what we'd like, and then after we found out what we can like, some different ideas, we can then go and do the research to find out if any of these ideas are feasible or not. So it'd be nice to have something that controls lots of different things.
One that comes out. Like, so you have one in, like,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be really thick. I mean, remote controls can be thin bits. And then you have one for your DVD and you sort of slide it out. And then you have another one and you slide it out. So
okay.
It slides. And then it all comes compact.
Okay, that's a nice
one. So it's not, you're actually just putting three or four different remotes together, but making them thinner and into one.
That's an idea.
So you just fit them out.
Okay.
But have one very complicated one on one side with all the DVD and VCR access and stuff. And then on the other side, a remote control that would be very, very simple with just the channel program plus and minus and then just the mute button, for example. I can keep it really, really simple on one side and the other side be very complicated.
One side for kids, one side for adults.
Yeah.
Or grandma as well, you know.
I'm not sure if it's a good idea to have a two-sided remote, though, because it would be very hard to use in the way that you...
No, but you would slide it into something on the back would hold, like you wouldn't be able to press the buttons.
Oh, okay.
Like or something like a flip telephone, something like that, maybe.
That'd be cool.
You flip it open and you've got all the buttons, or you flip it closed and you've just got there. Basic buttons on the outside, maybe. Oh, we've got 5 minutes left.
Start breaking up.
But okay. Well, we've got a few ideas there.
Yeah, we should. I guess by the end of this meeting, we should have at least a rough conceptual, and what was stage one was technical functions design, what effect the apparatus should have. Okay. So I mean, we still have time in our next meeting to come up with the actual concept for the design interface. But the functions that we're sure that we want are that it can control the TV, but also devices connected to the TV.
Yeah. I think we should also have a backup plan of, because I just think that it might be expensive to make something that, I mean, we haven't been told it has to be something that will control everything. We should have a backup plan of just a really good television remote control that is just for a TV, but it's just a really good, nice one. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Because I'm just thinking, bearing in mind that we have to have something that's cheap to make.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we should just concentrate on having a good TV remote and have it be...
I think we'll be able to come up with ideas and stuff a lot quicker.
Have it be like ergonomic.
Yeah.
So it's comfortable to use, simple to use, and looks decent.
What will make it interesting for people to buy, though?
Something that's for disabled people or some people that don't see very well, or big buttons for... touchy buttons for...
Trying to find a niche for our remote, market it to a certain...
Yeah.
Certain
or just one that looks really fucking cool.
rather than focus on...
Otherwise we'd be here all day talking about, let's do this, let's do that. And I think we should... Yeah, I mean, obviously everyone, it sounds like we're all a bit sort of gadget heads and we like things that do everything at once, but, that's...
Remotes spinning out from other remotes.
Yeah.
Having little nested remotes inside.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I mean, I'd like one that makes tea as well, but that's not going to happen.
I think a flip-up thing, because you always have this problem of, like, if it's on this, I did anyway, like, we had 5 or 6 remotes and they'd be lying on the couch. You'd come and sit down and, the television switched on or something. So maybe something that like does have a lid or closes so you don't accidentally press a button.
Okay, like a lock function on it, like you have on your telephone.
Yeah. But make it like really snazzy and cool that people will want it, so make it,
Yeah, it's got to be sellable.
Yeah, that's true what you're saying. It doesn't have to have a flip function, it can just have a lock function so that it's not usable when you don't want it to be
usable. Yeah.
Okay.
And even for kids as well, it's safer for them, I guess, like, they don't flick onto channels and all that, they flick onto.
No porn channel for children. Okay. Alright, so we've got some ideas. We could, let's move on. Okay.
What does ID, VID, and ME stand for?
Industrial designer,
okay.
Which is.
Non-marketing.
Yeah, there you go. So that's user interface designer. That's you. So you got to. There you go. You're going to be the one that's working out what buttons we need. Industrial designer, you're the one that, you're going to be working out kind of box it goes in, I guess, or whether it's what goes into the box somehow. And the marketing.
User requirements. So what the user requires.
Yeah, what?
Kind of
right, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it does seem like
you two. You two are going to be just. I think you just double. You're working together. You're the one that's going to go and find out, do the research, see what people want in a remote, what buttons are used more often, and stuff like that. Oh, we've been warned to finish the meeting now. Okay. Okay, everyone. Well done. Good meeting.
All right. See you in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So, do
can you take me back?